But if tomorrow is a day in which you want to stay home and stay with your family and give comfort and support maybe to other people that have been affected by this, it would be a good day to do that. The point that Richie Shearer makes is people are wonderful, and I mean this in the best sense of the word. We've had thousands and thousands of people that have come to help us. When I was down at the site near the World Trade Center, I met a lot of the National Guard's people that the governor has sent, really wonderful young men and women. We have enough volunteers now. You know, we have more volunteers, frankly, than we need at this point. And what we need to do is to focus the efforts of the professionals that are there in being able to do the recovery and try to save as many lives as we can and restore services as quickly as possible. We may be asking for more volunteers tomorrow and the next day and the day after, but right now we don't need any more volunteers.
Mr. Mayor, is there still hope that there are people who are still alive and well?
Yes, there's hope. There's hope that there are people that are still alive.
How is the rescue effort hampered by the darkness? We moved
a lot of lights in, so that the area is being lit now, so that I don't think the rescue effort is going to be hampered by the darkness. The rescue effort is hampered by the fact that there's still fire there. There are still unsound structures, and it's still dangerous. Although the rescue effort is now taking place. But if you're asking me, is it hampered? It's hampered because of the conditions, not because of the nighttime.
Can you tell me just a long procession of heavy bulldozers and other heavy construction equipment making its way down to lower Manhattan? What is that going to be used for?
That's going to be used to move debris out of the way so that the emergency vehicles can get in and out quickly, so that we can get the ambulances in. In a more expeditious fashion than we've been able to do. And I want to thank the Deputy Mayor Rudy Washington, who has spent most of the day coordinating, getting all of that emergency equipment in the right place, ready to move. If you go along Houston Street, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of pieces of equipment that are lined up to move in and to take debris out. And now they've started doing that. And I think that's probably what you observed. You probably observe them starting there.
Are you concerned about the city tonight in light of what all of the things that have happened during the daylight hours today?
Am I concerned from the point of view of the actions and activities of the people of the city? The police department is out in large numbers. You want to explain the force that you have out there? And no, I'm not concerned. But
we're pretty much out in full force this evening. Southern Manhattan, as you know, we're primarily concentrating on the rescue efforts. The rest of the city is basically, some of the entry points are shut down. The tunnels are shut down. As of midnight, there will be no more traffic coming into Southern Manhattan from 14th Street. We're going to shut that down. I think the city's pretty secure, and we're going to continue doing what we're doing in the rescue effort and just hope for the best.
Any reports of lawlessness, any looting or anything?
Absolutely not. There's been no reports of looting or any other problems out of the ordinary. And as I said, the boroughs are working pretty normally. So far, so good.
Mayor, did you see the president's comments tonight, and have you spoken to him against him?
No, I spoke to him earlier today, and I only heard the very end of his comments because I was coming back from the World Trade Center.
He said thousands died.
I don't know the number at this point. That may be very, very well be the case. At this point, we're still in the effort of trying to recover. I don't know the numbers yet, but I mean, this is going to be, as I said, the numbers are going to be very, very high.
Mr. Mayor,
if you think of the number of people that were in the building at the time, we've been spending time with the medical examiner, who, by the way, was injured himself. And so Dr. Hirsch was injured and had to be treated, but he's organized his office, and They are ready to deal with thousands and thousands of bodies if they have to.
Mr. Mayor, earlier in the day,
and we'll give them the support and the help to do that. He was down there, yes. He got injured. I mean, He's okay, but he's obviously he was hurt. He was beaten up pretty badly. His body hurts, and
he was beaten up.
Well, no, I mean he was, his body was, he got hit with debris. No one beat him up. He got hit. He described it that way. I said, "How do you feel, Dr. Hurd?" He said, "I got pretty beaten up." And then what happened is he got hit with debris.
Mr. Mayor, during the day you weren't sure exactly what the radius of damage was like, what blocks were involved, how much debris had fallen on surrounding areas.
If you go down there now, the last time I saw it was when I was leaving this morning. It's horrendous. I mean, it's filled with debris. It's filled with dust. It's going to be a heck of a cleanup effort.
How far down? Battery Park City, was that affected?
The power is out in the lower part of Manhattan on the west side. So there is no power at this point. So that's why we had to bring in the lights to light up the area so that they can do the rescue effort. And the people that live at Battery Park City have been evacuated. They were taken to New Jersey. So I don't know when that'll be back. That's going to take a while for that to come.
What about other areas?
So on the east side of downtown Manhattan has power, and exactly where the demarcation line is, I'm not sure. But over by One Police Plaza, going east, there's power, and I believe there's power at City Hall now.
Yes. What are your plans for the rest of the night, for the next 12 hours?
And my
and will you all still be?
We just had a long meeting with all of the agencies to make sure they have the support that they need. They'll all reassemble here at 8-9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and some of the critical people will stay here throughout the night, and we'll have representatives here, and I'll be here for a while longer.
Are you concerned about asbestos contamination?
The health department has done tests, and at this point is not concerned. But so far, all the tests that we've done do not show an undue amount of asbestos. Doesn't show any particular chemical agent that we have to be concerned about. The accumulation of it for people who are down there can become very, very irritating. And there were a lot of people whose eyes have been burned, but I don't think there's any chemical agent that we have to worry about at this point.
Do you have any idea how many police officers and firefighters you are missing?
Yes, we have an idea of how many we're missing.
Can you tell us that?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot. A lot of firefighters and a lot of police officers. And I don't know that... I really don't want to get into a numbers game until we know. It's a lot.
There are also reports that there are some top brass in both departments who are missing.
Yes, we lost the deputy chief of the fire department and the chief of the department.
The chief of the fire department?
The chief of the fire department.
First deputy commissioner.
The first deputy commissioner. Feehan. Deputy Commissioner Feehan, Chief Gansey, Father Judge, and Ray Downey, who I just gave a party for at Gracie Mansion for his years of service to the fire department, who led our team in the Oklahoma City bombing rescue. We've also lost him.
It's very difficult,
not just for me, for the fire commissioner, and there are some other very close friends that are missing right now.
Can you speak to their families?
I haven't been able to speak to their families yet.
Mr. Mayor, advice again to New Yorkers who are still concerned about going to work and things like that?
The very best thing would be to stay home tomorrow. If you have to come to work, and you work north of 14th Street, then you can come to work if it's critical. So if it's important and it's critical, then you come to work. But if you can stay home tomorrow, you're going to make things easier on yourself and easier on the city if you stay home. So the city is not officially closed. Manhattan is not officially closed north of 14th Street. But we're advising people if you can stay home, it would be better. Outside of Manhattan, you go to work and do all the things you would normally do. There's no particular reason to be constricted in activities there. But if you can stay out of the city, that would be good.
Any idea when the Air Force will reopen?
I believe not before 2 o'clock tomorrow, but that was the report we had a while earlier. So at least closed until then.
Mr. Mayor, Arab Americans Repeat issued a statement condemning the attack and asking for Americans and New Yorkers to withhold judgment until after an investigation has been completed. But they're also concerned about the fact that Muslim communities here in New York will be targeted for harassment both by law enforcement officials and by community members because of the nature of the attack.
Just the opposite. They will receive extra protection. That's the point of what I was saying earlier. Nobody should engage in group blame. The reality is, whoever is responsible for this, law enforcement will figure that out. The United States government will figure it out. And the retaliation will be, I'm sure, very, very strong, and make an example out of those people. But nobody should try to make that determination on their own. Nobody should blame any group of people or any nationality or any ethnic group. The particular individuals responsible and the groups responsible, that's up to law enforcement, and it's up to the United States government to figure out. And citizens of New York should, even if they have anger, which is understandable, and very, very strong emotions about this, it isn't their place to get involved in this. And then they're just participating in the kind of activity we just witnessed. And New Yorkers are not like that. So we're sensitive to that. The police department will have special patrols in those areas of the city. And anybody that tries to do anything like that will be arrested.
Mr. Mayor, is there anything you could say to put to rest some of the fears people have?
Everything is being done to try to make the city as secure as possible. The president, the FBI, federal government, the state, the governor, the New York City Police Department, law enforcement authorities, everything is being done that can be done. And people tonight should say a prayer for the people that we've lost, and be grateful that we're all here. And tomorrow, New York is going to be here, and we're going to rebuild, and we're going to be stronger than we were before.
Last question.
Police Commissioner Carrick, did you lose any top people in your department?
Not to my knowledge, not at this point. We have suffered losses. There was a contingent of cops that was with the mayor and I, and Chief Ganji and First Deputy Meehan. The mayor and I left them. We were gone about 10 minutes when that portion of the building fell, and I had a number of people there. We haven't found them yet. So I don't know the numbers. I don't know yet.
We're still hopeful that we're gonna find people.
And we have not
given up hope that we're gonna be able to find some people.
We do know there are people in the building that are alive. We know that for a fact. I can't get into it right now, but we do know there are people in the building that are alive, and we're making every effort to get to them.
Are those members that saw those police officers?
Excuse me?
Are those police officers?
There are some police officers, yes.
How many? Which building are they in?
Two that we know of.
How many? Two?
Two.
Do you know which building they're in?
Which building?
I can't say right now.
Have police officers been pulled from the rubble already? Alive?
Yes, there are a number of people that were taken to the hospitals.
Can people be heard from inside the rubble? Is that how you know? Can people be heard?
I can't get into it right now.
We have a group of shelters that that are available in Manhattan. Bayard Rustin High School, Seward Park High School, Washington Irving High School, the High School of Fashion Industry, Chelsea High School, Norman Thomas, the City School, JS-22, IS-131, Comprehensive Day and Night. They're all open for people that may need shelter tonight. And we'll put out this list, as well as Curtis High School in Staten Island and Westinghouse High School in Brooklyn. So we'll put out this list, and these shelters are all available to people who may be displaced. Thank you.
Thank you.